Welcome, everybody. This is Cloud Sense. I'm your host, Jack Barugin. This is the podcast that talks about the cloud and fintech, brings the worlds together. And I'm going to get right into it. This is really a tale of two companies that I'm going to tell you about. You know, I recently posted an article from GeekWire that actually talked about Dropbox, which is going public soon. And, you know, for those of you that aren't aware of it, yes, they are filing for their IPO and they are going public. Dropbox, of course, is widely used. It is storage on the cloud. And quite frankly, you know, they were really getting eaten up by their infrastructure costs. But what they did, and this is such a wonderful quote, and this is directly from the company, and I'm going to quote this: "Our infrastructure optimization reduced unit cost and helped limit capital expenditures and associated depreciation." And now this was put into their S1 statement, all right, talking about what they've been doing. Now I bring this up primarily because the fact that Dropbox is probably one of the biggest users of the cloud. If you think about it, that is their backbone. That's really what they're doing. They're storing whatever you've got in the cloud. Now, remember, the other thing to keep in mind is that they still use AWS for some things. They use Google for other things. You know, they've still got a small, you know, but what they've started to do is use a multi-cloud environment. They've started to colo. They've started to do certain things which have optimized their use of the cloud. Now, I bring this up primarily because of a public company that is trading right now called Snap. Now, Snap actually had an S1 that they put out last year. And folks, for those of you that aren't familiar with an S1, it's a financial term. These are disclosures that have to be made to the government, all right, or to the regulators, essentially breaking down revenue. And Snap had an S1 last year that blew my mind. And for those of you that were not aware of it, all right, here was a company that showed that they had $269 million, all right, in a year of increased revenue. Now, this is the important part. $269 million of revenue. It was 148% increase. But guess what? Out of that 269, they were paying almost $200 million in related hosting costs. Think about that for 1 second, folks. All of the revenue that was coming into Snap, at least a good chunk of it, was being eaten up by hosting costs. Yeah, that's why Google and AWS are posting those kinds of numbers. Let's take a couple of minutes and come right back here and talk a little bit more about this.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX, cloud buying made easy.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Cloud Sense, and I am talking about a tale of two companies here. And Dropbox and Snap. And you know, I hate to say it, but I'm going to put my economist hat on for a second. It's no wonder Snap has been suffering. You know, when you look at the stock market and you overlay a chart of, say, the S&P 500 on top of a chart of Snap, you see why Snap is suffering. Because they did not do what Dropbox is doing before they go public, and that is infrastructure optimization. You know, it's so easy to get stuck on one cloud. But you know what we're doing right now is we're witnessing the maturation of the cloud. Think about it. It's gone from information to communication to value. You know, the end result here is value transfer, which is where we're at, folks. All right? I mean, we talk about blockchain. We talk about the disruption. We talk about the disintermediation and the peer-to-peer networks that are being created around the world. But, you know, more importantly, you know, you still have to run a business. You still have to optimize your usage. And this is something that Snap, unfortunately, you know, is learning the hard way. And a lot of them, you know, are learning because of the fact that they're suffering in their stock price. You know, let's give some intellectual reasoning here. You know, the end user Snap, okay, is now or was at that point, and this has hopefully changed because I know that Snap is making some big improvements internally, you know, was using almost all of their revenues for the delivery of services, all right, through what is essentially a utility. I mean, I hate to say it that way because, you know, not every cloud service provider thinks of themselves as that, but you know what, in many ways they are. You know, they were paying Google almost $200 million out of the $250 million they brought in just to host. Now, to me, something's wrong there. So it either tells me that those costs are way out of control, or there needs to be a marketplace to hedge out those costs, or somewhere along the lines, something has got to be done to manage that risk. The problem that we're seeing, folks, is right now corporate America doesn't understand IT. You know, many times, and those of you that are listening right now know, you know, the IT departments have built a bit of a moat around them. You know, it is funny because, you know, quite frankly, I'd sit in a board meeting and I'd have somebody from IT come in and start rolling, you know, consonants and vowels out at me, you know what I mean? And every time there was an abbreviation, you know, and a few letters involved, I'd have to stop and say, stop, explain that to me. You know, I'm not stupid, but I do need that explanation because I am not an IT person. You know, a lot of people won't do that, you know, and I need to understand that. Look, I've got a very simple solution to everything that I listen to. If I don't fully understand it, I ask questions. All right, you know, a lot of people won't do that. I've learned, you know what, as an inquisitive Armenian a long time ago, all right, ask the question, okay? But here we go. Here again, a company that is optimizing their infrastructure, and you could do it a lot of different ways, folks. You know, figure it out. Containerization might be one of them. Do something that does not leave you stuck with one service provider that eats up all your revenue. This is Jack Berugin. You've been listening to Cloud Sense. I'll be talking to you soon.